So, no, just friends, a few devotees, and most of us far too old to be at funerals.
She wasn't.
Who, my dear?
Over there, getting into a taxi. Expensive and not exactly searching for a bus pass. Who is she?
No, I really don't know. Gravesides are magnets for the diaspora. The long-lost seed.
No sign of her handkerchief, although I suppose that comes with reading the will.
He was quite penniless. Not even a checkbook. And you know, it never dawned on him that he was poor.
Perhaps he wasn't.
And perhaps you're right. 11 o'clock, hurries, so another perhaps. Perhaps a small Calvados and some coffee. You have the car?
Yes, but what
some
about...
Some Calvados he would approve. Indeed, indeed, indeed. And you've had your hair cut. Very pretty. We shall celebrate.
Thank you, kind sir. It's just the fringe. And, sorry to spoil things, but Cutner bleeped us.
Oh.
He's poked off about something.
He is? Then I'm cheered. Then Calvados it shall be. Perhaps much Calvados. In Dominic's memory.
I called twice. Personally. 9:15. Your catamite was damn snooty.
That is offensive. And unnecessarily so.
Well, it's simply not flaming good enough. 9:15, I'd have thought that even you'd have been up by then. I shouldn't have to beg to your whatever you call him.
My man.
Your man? Good grief. I shouldn't have to beg for an appointment.
I was at a funeral, that of a very dear friend.
Well, I don't want to sound callous, but this was important, and he wouldn't have missed you.
No, but I shall miss him.
Anything in it for us?
What does that mean?
Well, you know, was he known on the file or anything?
My friend is, was a priest. He appears to have surprised a burglar. There was a struggle, and he suffered a cardiac arrest.
The burglar?
My friend. He was in his 89th year.
Well, he had a good innings.
Joseph, I must say that...
Can we switch off the electricity for a moment, or would you rather I wander off, read War and Peace, and come back next week?
Okay, sorry. Condolences and all that. Oh.
Back?
Agony.
You want me to rub it?
Now, don't you start. Shut the blinds. Please?
Thank you.
Right. Clock this one. His name's Kalim Anbar.
Isn't that a drink?
Armenian trader.
Ah.
Damn right, ah. That's what the little bugger's trading in. 1.2 metres long, weighs in at just 13 kilograms. High explosive at supersonic speed. It's called Red Eye. It's a portable missile. Now, try this. It's called Impact Probability.
Gosh.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, it has a gosh factor of 9. That's what it does. That smudge was a small plane at 3 kilometres. Here's a close-up.
Russian?
The missile? Yank. General Dynamics. Fired from the shoulder. Picks up engine heat from, well, say, a helicopter. So, bang. Exit one whirlybird.
Or BA Flight 007 landing at Heathrow.
Better still taking off. Maximum engine heat. Beats drainpipe mortars off the back of a pickup. So, we want to find Anbark. He's about to deal here.
With whom?
Well, we think Pyra. And this, we think, is the Provisional's contact man. Fuzzy as hell, but the best we've got.
Ah. Name?
I haven't a clue. Know him?
It's not a very clear picture.
Yeah, it was a candid camera, Mrs. Soames, not David Bailey.
Tell me, Joseph, where was this taken?
Malta, last week. And you still haven't answered my question. You know it.
Where do you think they are now?
Man, Bart's in Malta. Or at least he was yesterday morning. The other guy flew to Frankfurt.
When?
2 days ago.
And then?
Lost him. He just disappeared into a hole in the ground.
Not quite, dear heart. Not quite.
You should have told him.
A face at a funeral at 20 paces...
We both thought so.
But did not know so.
Just suppose we were right. Let's think why he would have been at the funeral. Relative?
No. Well, as far as I know, and I believe I do.
Friend? Not by the sound of it. Who else goes to funerals? Reporters? Creditors? Ghouls? Someone returning to the scene of the crime? What about him being the burglar?
But for what reason? Terrorists don't break into churches. They don't even blow them up. And Dominic was hardly a campaigner for revolution theology.
Tell me about him.
Dominic?